Hello and welcome to Unquestionably Nerdy, the show where we talk about everything that makes us want to geek out, freak out, and not talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough water. I fart in your general direction. I am one of your hosts, Kevin MacArthur, and whom am I joined by?
Please tell me this is the Monty Python episode.
Not as, yet.
As kinda. Always, it's your favorite color commentary, the host who just so happens to know nothing about what's happening, Cole Browning. Mm. So, if this isn't Monty Python, what is it?
It's not exactly Monty Python we're talking about today, Cole. Today, I want you to tell me everything you know about surviving in medieval Britain.
Surviving in medieval Britain. Well, I think I can go ahead and tell you right now that we would die. I don't know how long we'd survive, but I don't think we'd survive.
No, probably not. Not generally speaking, but we can hope, Cole. And the best way to hope for survival is to have a plan.
And I'm assuming you already have one?
I have somewhat of a plan, yes. So what we're going to do for this episode, Cole, is we're going to imagine together. We're going to use our brilliant imaginations and we're going to go transport ourselves back to medieval Britain. And I'm going to introduce to you a couple of factors that present some amount of danger to your survival, your and I's survival in medieval Britain. And we're going to discuss how we would best combat these factors.
I feel like this is kind of just theater of the mind, Oregon Trail.
Mm.
I'm actively scared. And yeah, that's basically it. I'm actively scared for what you are about to do.
I have forgotten to add dysentery to the list of factors, but next time.
Missed opportunities, Cadden. I can't believe you didn't think of it. Please tell me, though, at least if dysentery is not on there, we do have Black Death.
Oh, Black Death will be there in some way, shape, or form.
Good, good. I wouldn't expect any worse outcome to our lives.
Mm. Good. And for any listeners at home wondering what point in medieval history we're at, don't worry about it. I know medieval is a very general term, and knights in shining armor, vague castles and swords, go with it.
As someone who knows some amount of history,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure medieval is so broad that it takes up any point after the fall of the Western Roman Empire up until the beginning of the Italian Renaissance, which is a bit less than 1,000 years. So
that's a chunk of time.
Yeah, it's a chunk of time, and it doesn't matter where we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are just there.
Yeah.
And definitely doing worse at surviving than anyone who actually lived it.
Probably so. But perhaps with our modern brains and our smartphones with no actual signal in these time periods nor any way to charge them, maybe we can survive for a little bit. Maybe. Well, with that, Cole, I figure we might as well jump in to the first of our factors, of our dangerous factors that present some amount of harm to us, possibly. So I will present my factor to you and give you my short little spiel of how I think I'd survive. And then I'll allow you some time to brainstorm your plan.
All right, sounds good.
Well, the first factor we have on our list of dangers today is just pretty simple, the weather. Shelter back then is going to be pretty poor to the common peasantry and travelers like us from the modern day, and we won't have any friends or family to take us in and keep us warm. So how are we going to survive, Cole? And my answer is pretty simple. Work in an inn or tavern or whatever you want to call it. My roommates will tell you I'm a pretty big neat freak and I can cook some pretty basic but tasty food. Just give me a couple of random spices. Hopefully all the potatoes are clean. And I feel like I can put together something favorable enough to get hired in a tavern and bam, instant success, instant safety from the elements, instant hopefully income. Who's to say my tavern owner employer won't be a scumbag, money-grubbing jerk. But let's just say I get an income.
So I do get the whole tavern thing. But I think an income would still be nice. But living in a tavern inn, getting an income, it will keep you alive. But like, keeping you safe from the weather, you've got to have that skill that people are like, we got to keep this man alive.
Mm-hmm.
Average day labor, kind of expendable. Now, people who can read, that's our greatest strength. We can read. We know letters. We know how to count to 10.
Yes.
Honestly, I'm not sure if anything went above 11 in medieval times. I mean, Dark Ages, no, barely any records. I've never seen the number 11.
True.
But we can read. So I would, you know, just say, hey, I can write things down for you and be a scribe and make bank working for a king. I would also move to Rome.
Uh-huh.
And get out of the weather because there are more buildings in Rome.
Yeah.
And it's not in the middle of, say, the Alps. I would.
Okay. Yeah.
To survive the weather, I would actively avoid the Alps. Also, if I've learned anything, don't do what the kids from The Sound of Music did.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to go into the Alps.
Yeah.
Crossing into Nazi Germany.
Bad idea.
So overall, to avoid the weather, I'd also just avoid Germany.
Mm, yeah.
Because at this stage, I don't even know whether I could survive being in really any place other than Britain or, you know, Italy.
True.
But either way, big city, I'm a man who can read, they have to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just figured out, if we have any prep time on this, I just memorize the list of popes and just say, I'm a prophet. Get ready for this.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then I screw over the entire list myself because they put me as one of those popes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cole, I love the idea.
So that's the broad game plan, is just avoid the weather. It doesn't matter. I will get rid of it quick enough. I will be on the fast track to a pope within weeks.
Solid plan. I'm gonna present one difficulty to you. How are you getting to Rome?
I don't go through Germany. That's the important thing.
That is a bit of the wrong direction, so sure.
I was going to say the last name of Browning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Scottish. Therefore, I could get William Wallace and the Scots to help me get a boat to the English mainland or the European mainland. Man, Europe really is small.
Yeah, comparatively.
Now that I think about it, it really is. But yeah, they'd help me get to the mainland. I'm not sure how I'd get past the French.
Yeah.
The French have caused problems for, like, everyone back then, really just because they were the Gauls.
That's true. Yeah, everybody coming out of the Holy Roman Empire.
You really have brought up a challenge, is I could deal with medieval Spain, medieval Italy, and medieval Britain, but getting through medieval France.
Yeah.
Huh. Come back to me on that.
Okay. Well, I feel like with the idea of a scribe, I think you've introduced a brilliant idea with just the amount of increased literacy we have and compared to just most anyone back then, but I feel like we should bring up the idea that I feel like we're just gonna have to hand wave for this whole episode, which is the fact that we wouldn't speak the same form of English. There would be, you know, older forms of English back then in terms of reading and writing that we'd have no means of navigating. So for the sake of a fun episode, let's not look at that. That's fine.
For the sake of this episode, we are going to speak the same way that all of the NPCs from Assassin's Creed Valhalla speak, which is our English.
Yes.
We are trying to survive in what would be Ubisoft Montreal's or Quebec or whoever made the Assassin's Creed game. It was some Canadian gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, we're existing in their simulation of medieval Europe.
Okay, cool. Well, I think you got a pretty solid answer. I think you have started off by placing yourself in a strong position with a very needed role in society. I think that's a strong point working as a scribe and historian and possibly pope. So, with that said, we can move on to our next factor of danger. That being, everyone loves it, the disease. So, obviously, disease is going to be a factor. We mentioned the Black Death, took out, what was it, a third of the world population back then?
Yeah, it took out quite a bit.
Yeah, it was not a fun time. Afterwards did increase general wages for common workers, but first we have to survive it to get those increased wages. So, here's what I'll do, Cole. Working in the inn, I'm very clean. I cook very well, at least compared to the common peasantry of medieval Britain. The common peasantry around me, whatever town I'm in, have grown to enjoy my company. I'm well-spoken. I can read a book. Like you said, I can cook, I can clean, I'm great, everyone loves me. So, I get some leather from the farmer, I get some herbs, some sweet-smelling herbs from the herbalist and or potion maker that is definitely in town here. I get some help from whatever leather workers and other clothing manufacturers are in this town, and I make a plague doctor suit. I know it didn't exist in medieval times, at least in the point we're talking about, but I would make one anyway, because it's a way to survive better than others, and I can look pretty dope.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, honestly, the plague doctor just fashion.
Isn't it?
Just some kind of something to strive towards. Even if you go through the risk of death in order to get to that fashion, it really is one of the highlights, I think, of medieval times. Especially with that mask.
Mm.
That is one of the coolest masks. Also, any monk I play in D&D, from now on, I've just started giving them plague doctor masks, no matter what subclass they are. I'm just like, there's an option to be a plague doctor. Therefore... Yeah. You're all going to look like a plague doctor.
Mm-hmm. Every good D&D group needs a plague doctor player or reference somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I think with the mention of plague doctors, I want to draw everyone's attention to one of the worst design choices in Pokemon history, that being Aromatease. Are you familiar, Cole?
No, I'm not. I honestly don't know any Pokemon past like the second edition.
Okay. Aromatease, if you'd like to look up Plague Doctor Pokemon, Aromatease is a mix, in design-wise, it is a mix of a Plague Doctor, good start, with a Can-Can Dancer. I'm seeing his face of shock.
What?
Is like pink and purple?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that's Aromatease.
I don't know what to say to it.
This has very little to do with this episode, but I felt like we just needed to bring attention to it some time somewhere. Now's the time. It's a bad call. You have look through Google Images. So many plague doctor Pokemon concepts.
Why is it called a fragrance Pokemon? I don't.
That's just his Pokedex entry.
I don't know whether. No.
No.
No. This just ruins all of my hope for Pokemon. This is...
Well, I'm glad we brought attention to that.
Man, that makes me sad.
It should.
All right. Well, in terms of disease, I would like to just make the note that if the Aromatease could cure the Black Death, I would rather die than be in the presence of that Pokemon.
I understand. Yeah.
Second.
It's a disease on its own.
Was it rats or fleas that carried the Black Death? Was it fleas that was on rats?
It was the fleas.
Okay.
And I don't think it was exactly rats. It was some larger form of rodent. I had a whole class about Black Death literature my senior year of college. I should know this. I don't have those PowerPoints anymore. It was some flea. It was some bacteria on the flea. And the rodents carried the flea via ships.
Okay. Well, I'm honestly sticking to the whole scribe thing. I would go to an island.
Mm, lots of those in the Mediterranean.
There are lots of those. One of those, if I can make it through France.
Yeah.
Which, let's assume I can deal with the French.
Sure.
Then I would sail from the south of France, like French Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, dang it. The French Riviera doesn't exist at this point. Well, I mean, it does, but it's not the French Riviera.
No.
Dang it. That's sad. All right, so I wouldn't spend any amount of time there with, like, a vacation or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would immediately try to find a boat from the south of France to get me to, like, Sardinia and, like, what is it, Caledonia?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what those islands off of, you know, Italy to the west are.
Sure.
But I would definitely be making it to those islands.
Mm-hmm.
And then secluding myself.
Hmm.
And just hoping that I don't go mad. Because I definitely think that it would be hard for rats to swim.
Well.
Oh God, can rats swim?
Rats are actually extremely good swimmers. That's why they're dangerous on boats, is that they swim onto boats. They swim onto boats from city docks.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. Ooh, that makes the Black Death plan tougher.
Yeah. If anything, you've isolated yourself with the rats. And no plague doctor mask to boot.
That is true. All right. What if I go to Poland instead? Go to Prussia.
Poland's an option.
I'll go to Prussia. Because apparently they weren't afflicted.
Okay.
With the Black Death that much. I don't know what it is, but it's like it's like right near like Donsk or something or
okay.
Whatever the weird, you know, marshland kind of is in the eastern central, it didn't faze them.
Mm-hmm.
They had like the least casualties out of anyone. So that would give me the best odds. But then...
Where's Prussia? It's like upper Europe, near Norway.
Prussia would have been like the eastern side of Germany now.
Yeah.
I think through Poland and like Lithuania.
Yeah. We're showing all our Americanness to our wider scale audience.
Oh, yes. Very Americanness.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Going further north, fleas are less likely to go towards the cold. Sure, sure.
Yeah, so I would definitely try to go north-ish as much as I could, which would really set a damper on this whole, you know, becoming Pope thing.
Yeah, hard to be Pope from Prussia.
Man, so you're just chilling in your inn, and I'm just taking, like, the Odyssey.
My inn's pretty great, bro. Should have stuck around.
Man, I may come visit your inn. Where would you have your inn? Where in medieval Europe?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're quarantining until the Black Death is over.
I swear.
We're boarding up the windows. I forgot to mention that's part of my plan. Once I've got my plague doctor outfit, me and my jerk tavern owner employer, yeah, we're boarding up the windows.
Man, I'm just going to break through the windows.
Not if you're drowned in diseased rats. And Prussian snow.
Okay, true.
And I've got all my farmer friends and leather worker friends and all my potion making friends to back me up. What do you have? Catholic Church? I don't think so. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. I'm still on the long journey to win the favor of the Catholic Church.
Okay. That's what I thought.
All right, so we're giving me a coin toss on the Black Death.
Yeah, probably so. Well, tough fight. You had to give up on your Mediterranean lifestyle, went back up north to Prussia, escape the fleas. Solid plan. We'll give you a 60-40 shot. Sure. But now that we're a bit separated from your Mediterranean wonderland with all of your scribes and written works, let's move on to our next factor, Cole. That being lack of money and or resources. Obviously, whatever paper money you time travel back with is going to be worthless. And once you're away from your Vatican City and your kings who in need of scribes, you're not going to have much in the way of paying for shit. Me personally, you know, I'm down in my inn. I've got my farmer friends and my jerk boss, tavern owner guy. We're living it up. We've got an income. We've got food for months stacked away in the basement because I warned him about the plague coming on and to not let any rats in. We're all right, Cole. I've got a steady income. The tavern is booming. I've doubled our list of usual residents.
I'm still very jealous.
You had a great start. Let's see where you take it. What are you going to do about your lack of resources? You don't speak Prussian. You don't have that scribe qualities up there surviving the Black Plague.
It's going to be very simple.
Yes.
They don't understand Latin. I don't understand Latin.
Uh-huh.
If I start speaking English, they could think that I'm speaking Latin.
Ah.
So I'm just going to run cons. I'm going to become a con man.
Yes.
And run cons on the general Prussian public.
You're going to be a snake oil preacher.
Close, but no. I'm going to do what any con Catholic would do, which is sell those passes for sins 300 years before Martin Luther would get mad at me.
Oh my God, he's not even around to nail a list of demands on your chest.
Exactly. I'm beating Martin Luther at his own game.
That nerd.
I'm getting ahead of him by a few hundred years.
Ah, that Protestant nerd.
So yeah, I would just sell you and just be like, oh, don't worry, all your sins are forgiven. I just need $10 or whatever your dollar is. I need 10 of those.
10 Prussian monies.
Yeah, 10 Prussian right monies. Here. I would also accept chickens.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Live chickens?
Live chickens?
Will you?
I'll accept live chickens, too.
Well, okay.
If somebody can successfully cut off a chicken's head and I can watch it run around headless,
oh, God.
I'll just be like, it's been a long time. I haven't had YouTube to watch these weird animal videos. I'll be like, massive respect, free place in heaven for you.
You're getting really bored up there in Prussia, aren't you, Cole?
I'm getting very bored up in Prussia.
Oh, no.
I would try to move down, though, as I did this. I'd try to move down. But then I run into the problem of the Alps.
Yes. The Alps are a problem.
They would have to have cold clothing in Prussia. I could probably get some to survive the Alps.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Let's go with that.
How's your hiking? How are your shins?
Hiking is fine.
How's your quads? That's a lot of hiking.
That's not a lot at all. Trust me. If I could survive high school marching band with a drum on my back, then I can survive a hike.
You got me there, Cole.
So yeah, by this point, I would say that my passive income could probably bring me to Switzerland, kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
Or the Austrians. Either way, I'm in Habsburg territory now.
Interesting. Interesting. Nice palaces.
Very nice palaces.
Also, it's pronounced Budapest. Don't get it confused. Good plan.
All right, so what's your next troubleshoot?
Well, you have escaped all of your religious lies to Sweden or Switzerland or wherever you're going.
Oh, I haven't escaped the religious lies. I keep on doing it. Oh, I set it up town to town until I get to Italy, when they will recognize that I am not a part of the Catholic Church.
I see. Good. Well, now that you've started making your way back down to Italy and I have boarded up my inn, possibly killed my tavern owner employer just to take over the business for myself, we can move on to our next factor of danger. That being just general subjugation. Cole, you're on the move. You do have your priestly lies going on. But most likely, at some point, you'll be put to work. Most likely in positions you have no idea how to navigate, like field work, or I don't know how to make rope. You know how to make rope, Cole?
I don't know how to make rope.
That's what I thought.
But I do know how to make field work easier. It's with throwing me in a room with a lot of scraps, and I throw something together, and I just say, maybe this will work. I know a thing called physics. I could establish simple machines, like a lever, or as many people prefer to call it, a lever.
Yes.
That could somehow come into field work. I don't know how.
Hey, priest, get out in the fields and pick some wheat. I don't know, guys. I've got this lever.
Yeah, I'm like, I got this lever.
That's a stick on a wheel. Get to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can reinvent the wheel.
Ah.
Let's see what else I could do. Oh, I know one. I can make a contraption where you have to fill it with air, and it's a circular thing. Well, not circular. It's more like a weird oval shape, and it comes to a point.
Okay, I'm following.
And I would teach people how to throw it around in teams of 11.
Oh, sure.
And I would just come up with American football. I would be the town community sportsman. Like I would know how to operate this thing. They would just be like, all right, he's almost as good as the guy that supplies us with our beer, so we won't make him work. So yeah, that's where I'm going to go, is I'm going to say, not that good at manual labor, but what if I, and just hear me out, gave you an option when you're on break?
What if you gave me that deer bladder over there and I shaped it roughly in the form of a diamond?
Exactly.
I can see where you're going with it. I can identify the benefits. You are a learned man. Maybe it would work.
Yes. And I feel like tannering places where I can do that. I feel like just given my general creation of the game, that would at least get me through the Alps into northern Italy at this time.
You just throw the inflated deer bladder far enough and then run away towards the Alps when they're not looking.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Just throw a deer bladder in one direction and a holy relic that's actually just a raven bone in the other direction.
No. It would be the rules of the game. It's like a 100-yard stadium? No. It's a straight line through the Alps. I was going to say your end zone is on the other side of the Alps.
I see.
So we need to get there. I would have a team of ten of the other finest men I could find.
Mm-hmm. Really, you just have to talk them up enough to realize you guys look Alp-worthy. Go catch the ball on the other side.
Exactly. But the most important thing that we're neglecting and taking this Alp-crossing football team is that all great football teams need a water boy. I would find just a random 11-year-old child and be like, would you like to do the Lord's work for the church? And I'd be like, I just need you to carry water and a lot of it. So I would subjugate children.
Interesting. Well, I imagine it's a pretty open venue. Lots of orphans with dead parents from the plague.
Right. Yeah. And even then, I would tell them great stories of, this is why you want to be subjugated by me.
Yes.
And I'm like, there were people that were brought on by people that weren't their own family. They were taken under their wing by other adults. And I knew this one that grew into this very rich man. Both of his parents were murdered, and he was taken in by an elderly worker who worked with his parents. And over the years, the elderly worker gave him the opportunity for school, for training, and multiple different ways of fighting. Taught him how to read. And in the end, he, became a...
Luke Skywalker.
Yes, of course, Luke Skywalker. But I'd be like, in the end, he ended up becoming super rich and owned his own town called Gotham.
Ah.
Yes, I'd have all these...
It's my favorite Star Wars film.
I'd have all these great tales. I would inspire all of the orphaned Black Plague children to just become Batman.
You could write The Dark Knight centuries ahead of its time.
And think about it, they've already done a medieval thing. I could draw up a picture, and you could see a king rolling out in the historical record with this crazy bat armor.
All these stupid peasants to play Heath Ledger's Joker, and you can just cut up their faces because they're peasants.
Ooh, man. The rough side of feudalism.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I think, solid plan, either distracting them with inflated deer bladders while you run in the opposite direction, or just remaking The Dark Knight. Solid. I appreciate it, and I'll be thinking about your great plan while I'm in my tavern. All of my great innkeeping skills so far have gotten so good and so popular that I have been invited to organize a feast for the local lord, where I will win his favor and no longer have to work in the fields ever again.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea, but let me throw a wrench in this.
Have at it.
What if your meal sucks?
Cole, come on. I know I've never cooked for you, but imagine if I could invent the mashed potato.
That is a good point.
Yes.
But I'm...
Just need some milk.
Also lacking in history, the Columbian trade.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work? Did Europe have the cows and brought them to America, and then America brought horses to Europe, or is it the other way around?
No, horses were brought to America. I know that much.
So were cows brought from America? Or what did America bring? Did America really bring anything?
I know America had buffalo. I think pigs were brought, cows were brought, horses were brought.
Man, cattle was European. All right, so you definitely have the cows for butter. All right, so you've got butter. You've got potatoes.
If anything, I've got those Scottish hairy cows. They're usable and adorable.
Yeah, all right. So you've got potatoes. You've got butter. Do you have garlic?
I'm sure people are worried about vampires. I can find garlic.
All right, and then you've probably got all the other herbs you need, so.
Yeah.
You could do it. You could really do it, man.
I would just need to find something, just like one or two spices. All I would need, Cole, one or two spices, and I'd be the best chef in town.
All you need is salt.
All I need is salt. Boom. Favor of the local lord. Organizing all the feasts in town.
Man, you're really living it up with this simple life. You're simple.
Yes.
And moderately successful.
Moderately successful. I've got the ear of the lord.
So now do you get to marry a princess?
I'll start with a countess.
Really? Why start with a countess when you can just go straight the princess?
Because you have to get the support of the local lords so you can overthrow the local king. If the local lords aren't in support of the king, and I have their support, eh?
Man.
Basically king.
You're really trying to play the exploitation game here.
It's my specialty.
You're doing it in the shadows. I'm actively just exploiting people as I try to get to the papal throne.
Precisely.
All right. I see your end game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how good you are at medieval politics.
Yes, we've got a great, you offer me a great transition, Cole Browning. Thank you very much, because our next factor is indeed general violence and lack of governmental protection. You've mentioned a lot how you're traveling about, you're sticking to the roads and the waterways. But what about the pirates? What about the roadside highway bandits? Sure, if you're closer to large populations, the local lords and mayors and whatever else, they'll keep it fairly safe. But what about the corrupt lords who actually hire the pickpockets in town, the distant bandit outposts out in the Alps? What are you going to do about them? Me? Easy. I have the favor and the protection of the lord. I just got to marry his daughter and boom. Instantly advisor to the king on all, or advisor to the local lord on all wars and trades and other politics.
See, that is a good plan.
Yes.
But you're really pushing to the fact that you believe that you'll become the advisor immediately after marrying one of the daughters of the people in power.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a bit of a stretch. So,
well, Cole, let's not forget, I've spent my whole time garnering the favor of the local population. They all love me. My farmer friends, potion maker friends, tanners, whatever. They all love me. I know all of their problems. They come into my tavern that, because I've killed the tavern keeper, I'm now on the tavern. They come to me, get drunk, tell me all their problems. I know how to charismatically convey those problems to my now father-in-law, and with knowledge of modern infrastructure, know how to combat those problems.
Okay. I can see how your chances would be definitely better than most people. But
sure.
Hear me out on my plan, because I think it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Is these people, the aristocrats,
yes,
in medieval times, the people trusted them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people trusted them to protect them and provide all of these securities and whatever. And if they were corrupt, I could help them still maintain their public image.
Mm.
I would introduce them to a new form of corruption.
Ah.
Where they would secretly steal from the townspeople, but the townspeople wouldn't know. They'd think it'd be going towards something big.
Yeah.
Their income and their wealth. I would teach them this thing called a Ponzi scheme.
Go on.
So they'd come up with something and be like, all right, guys, so I know that it's been rough with all of these bandits,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to need to raise your taxes just a bit.
Just a bit. A little
actually,
bit. Tiny
no,
bit.
I won't even raise taxes. I'll leave it up to you guys,
because
mm-hmm. I know how much protection means to you.
Yeah.
And if you want to be protected more, I am raising money to build a wall to keep out all of the bandits. It'll be a large wall, extending all the way to the outside of the farthest farm that comes into the main town, the trade.
To keep out all the bandits. All the bandits.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. The wall. I don't know if I said it before. Huge. It's gonna be huge.
No. How huge? How many clenched fingers are we talking?
Huge.
Good.
But yeah, and that's how I do it. I teach them and be like, just like that. Now, it doesn't always have to be a wall.
Yes.
If you want, I know the word does mean slave, but you could say I'm building a thing called a robot.
Yes.
They won't know what you're talking about, but just say I'm building a protector that's made completely out of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Not a person in armor, and they glow. They will be so crazy about this idea. They'll say, it's crazy. It's magical. They may think you're a witch, so you need to play up your holy card. A lot. Because they may try to burn you at the stake. But that's another good option.
I was following you for a second. How the fuck is this middleman glowing?
The glowing eyes. There'd be electricity. He would... That's a good point. How would you get electricity in medieval times?
Yeah. Unless you put the metal man high.
No,
and wait
it doesn't
for
matter.
A thunderstorm.
Ken, it doesn't matter. You've already fallen into my trap. You believe it enough. Oh. It's a Ponzi scheme.
Shit. Damn it. The classic blunder.
Yeah, you've already fallen into my trap. See, it's perfect. We just executed it right there.
Oh my god, I'm this stupid peasant.
Man. I wish I was in your town where you're the tavern keeper. I could extort so much money.
Damn it. Well, I guess I have to kill you too. I'll stuff you in the basement like I did my old boss.
Hey, you can't find me because by now I'm in Northern Italy.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that's the point. The other Ponzi scheme. You have robots, you have walls, and you have the good shit.
Uh-huh.
You have the good shit in terms of wine. That's what it is. The Italians make the wine.
Ah.
And Greeks also made some wine.
They did.
But I'm not sure how powerful it was back in medieval times. I know it was a point back in Greek times where the stuff was, like, so powerful, you could get drunk off of, like, a glass.
Yeah.
So they, like, had to dilute it with water.
Uh-huh.
That's what you could say, depending on, you know, how the alcohol consumption is. And just be like, I need the money because I don't have the correct plants for it. But I promise you that I can make the good shit and that we will have parties.
I'm gonna throw the best, biggest bacchanalia you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's the other one. You could say good wine, robots, and walls. Those are my three best Ponzi schemes.
Robots, wine, and walls.
Yep.
Well, if that's not the title of your biography, I don't know what is.
I think it would be Ponzi, Football, Batman?
Ah. Tale as old as time.
I don't know. I think the other way to make money in this time, since I am one that writes, during this entire time, I'll be writing a story about dinosaurs that favor the children.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a random human that comes in and interacts with the dinosaurs being small, but he teaches the dinosaurs and teaches them how to, you know, love, the essence of friendship.
Yes.
All of these things. And it'll be called The Land Before Coal.
Oh, I see. One point on that, medieval people didn't know dinosaurs were a thing.
Even better. I can tell them about an actual thing that exists and say, don't worry, you just have to dig really deep into the ground, but you will find bones of these crazy lizard monsters that may not be lizard monsters, it may be more bird monsters.
Hmm.
But I think they had scales, but we're still not entirely sure on some of them.
So if you get caught by some roadside bandits, your goal is to distract them with stories of the ancestors of chickens that didn't look like chickens, but they were actually really giant lizard creatures with little tiny arms that may or may not have had feathers.
No, if I get attacked by roadside bandits, I'm just going to give them like half of my money right then and say, leave me with this. Okay. I'll join you for about a week And trust me, we will make so much more money now that I'm a part of your group.
I see. Yeah.
I'll be a traveling, like, you know, inspirational speaker.
Mm.
And I will inspire these bandits to thieve better. All in the name of God.
So Ponzi schemes and inspiration. Got it.
All in the name of God, though.
Sure.
Because I still will not give up my guise of being part of the papacy.
Uh-huh. This is a really weird route to being pope. Probably not the weirdest, though.
No, not the weirdest. The weirdest could have actually gone through Germany.
Mm, true. Well, on the subject of the papacy, and you mentioned it briefly a moment ago, I think the last important factor to bring up is we've both presented ourselves as well-educated, well-connected, smooth talkers, lots of inventions and future knowledge. Cole, at this point, with our fancy knowledge of the future, how have we not been burned at the stake as witches? And once we are inevitably accused of witchcraft, how do we get around that? I'm actually going to let you go on this one first, because I think I've got an answer you wouldn't expect.
Huh. So how do we get around being a witch?
Mm-hmm. The classic question for all women at this time. All women who had thoughts and brains and hopes and dreams.
Well, I would very simply pray to God.
Ah.
Because I'm pretty sure one of the things is that, like, witches can't say the Lord's Prayer or something.
That is, I have also heard that.
Or at least that's something I know from The Witch.
Sure.
Which is a great movie. Has nothing to do with Europe, but
uh-huh.
I'm assuming that one of those things has to track.
Is that the Anya Taylor-Joy thing?
It is.
Yeah.
It is a very weird movie, but enjoyable.
So I've heard.
But yeah, that would be my one. It's like, prove that I could recite some sort of Catholic thing.
Mm.
I
see.
I don't know what they do, but I can read. I'd be able to find it written somewhere.
Yeah. You've been traveling with the word of God. You know the Lord's Prayer. Just plant your hand on a Bible.
I would say I'm on a mission from God. And I would say that my name isn't Cole. That's the thing. Cole sounds like a weird name. I would give them a much more weird name. I would say my name is Elroy.
Okay. Why Elroy? Why Elroy in particular?
Because like I said, I'm on a mission from God. Oh. Have you never seen the Blues Brothers?
Oh, I understand.
Cadden, it took you so long.
I know. I'm sorry.
I would just be one of the Blues Brothers.
I will whip myself before the cross after this recording.
Good.
Well, solid answer. I think you've garnered enough attention as a man of God in your time in medieval Europe / Britain / Rome. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Sure, sure.
Well, after I've married the local lady, the daughter of the Lord, I think I'm pretty safe from witchcraft, but on that slight chance that they accuse me before that point, or there's a rebellion, I don't know. On the slight chance that I get accused of witchcraft, it's a very simple answer. Somewhat similar to yours, but a simple answer. I'm not a witch. I'm actually a werewolf.
You're not a witch. You're actually a werewolf?
That is correct, Cole.
How? Yeah. Okay, yeah, they wouldn't burn you at the stake. They'd find something silver.
Let me explain. So, witchcraft and werewolfism, lycanthropy, whatever, is a complicated subject in a complicated intermingled subject in medieval times. It's a lot of the time throughout medieval history, it was kind of assumed that werewolves were just witches that wore wolf pelts and were like empowered by the devil or whatever. But there was also the question of whether the devil could have the power to transform earthly mortals into stronger forms, and whether only God could do that. So during this time, Cole, there was actually a sect of religious zealots who claimed to be werewolves. And when they were approached by people of the time saying that they were worshippers or servants of Satan, they said, no, Satan can't transform people. Satan has no power on earth. That's why he has to go through temptation. Only God can transform the mortal flesh. That's why we are werewolves. On a mission from God, I'm not making this up. This was a real group in medieval times who claimed to be werewolves on a mission from God, Cole.
So you're just going to be the other Blues Brother, is what I'm hearing.
I don't know if he was a werewolf, but yes.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's a werewolf. We both end this with, we're on a mission from God.
We both meet up in I don't know, Spain.
Spain would be good. Spain has olives.
I like Spain. Yeah.
Spain has cured meats.
It does have
very
cured meats.
Very expensive cured meats.
It has paellas.
Yeah, but like, would people know how to cook paella back then?
I think so.
Would they have realized the fantastic herb or spice or whatever it is that is saffron?
Yeah, sure. We can say they did. And once I've garnered the favor of the Lord and told them I'm on a mission from God, can't prove I'm a werewolf because, you know, it's a holy thing. You can't really look at me while I'm doing it. Easy lie. We can both meet up in Spain. We'll aim for Madrid, wherever future Madrid would be, and we'll hang out. We've both survived, Cole. Maybe a 60-40 chance for you with the Black Death thing, but most likely we've survived.
Yeah, it would be okay. Spain would be nice, though. We kind of forgot about that the entire time.
Yeah.
Is that Spain was ruled by, like, the Arab caliphates, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't have Ferdinand and Isabella. It would definitely be, like, the Umayyads or something. So...
Mm-hmm. I'm sure whatever fact-checking we get will come in the comments.
I mean, yeah, but if I remember anything from world history, I'm pretty sure the Umayyad Caliphate, like, or the Abbasid or whatever, never fully dissolved, and they just kind of moved to Spain.
Yes.
Which, so honestly...
Having been to Spain, I can tell you there's a definite Muslim presence to this day.
Yeah, so honestly... They may be the most technologically advanced at this point in time.
Maybe.
In medieval Europe. Because, man, were they pushing out art, science, technology in the Middle East?
Mm-hmm.
That had to have reached Spain if that was a part of the same empire.
Yeah.
Man, can I just edit my plan and just say I'm going to go to Spain and just live?
We'll end up there, Cole. We'll get there eventually. Both on our... You with your inspired band of... robbers, and me with my hot noble wife and backing of farmers and alchemists and the Lord's men.
I will steal a hot noble wife through my charm and with the help of my wingman, who just so happens to be a Moor, and his name is Achu.
Nice.
Man, you're really not getting these references tonight, are you?
Nope.
So sad.
Falling short.
Men in Tights, man. Mel Brooks.
Oh, yes, I know Men in Tights. Dang it.
Well, all of our loyal listeners, if this lets you know anything, especially because Caden just seems to be brain farting on all of this, there has to be a future Mel Brooks episode.
Yeah, we'll have a Mel Brooks episode for sure.
So we'll leave it here. Let us know in the comments on whether you want that episode to just be all of his movies or focus on certain movies. But
yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Also, let us know if you like this How to Survive and what other time periods that we should do next.
Mm.
I promise that...
Yeah, time periods, scenarios, stories maybe, fictional settings, how we would survive.
Yes, and I promise that not all of my scenarios will involve me becoming an ultra-powerful religious leader.
Ah, good.
Yeah, if we ever do anything like Japan, Caden, samurai...
Yes.
Then I will honestly just say, my plan involves dying. A very noble death.
Okay.
Being a warrior. Because why not?
Yes.
Samurai!
Well, Cole, I think we've pushed through pretty strongly. I think we've put together some pretty grounded plans, pretty working our way up from the bottom, starting out in an inn, working up to a noble, godly werewolf. You starting in Italy, leaving Italy, getting bored with deer bladders, then going back down with a band of robbers.
Yeah.
Just hanging out in Spain, eating paellas on a mission from God.
Exactly. Well, this has definitely been a fun time. And if anything,
yeah,
I do think this proves that we would need to be very creative to survive in anything that wasn't modern times.
Yeah.
Need a lot of creativity. But
This
has been good. So, as always, this has been Cole Browning.
This has been Kadim MacArthur.
You've just listened to this podcast, so go out there and prepare to be unquestionably nerdy. Good night.
Good night.